Hi, I'm Deion Lewis. I'm going to be on Totally Patriots. Make sure you watch. It's going to be a great show.
October is here, and the Pats are undefeated. After a historic win against the Jags, Totally Patriots wants to celebrate. Dim the lights. We're setting goals, and Professor Fritz is showing us how to achieve them and how they do that.
Why is that? Kevin. Love the Kevin.
Suit up with this rising star for Pat's Chat and check out his style.
What was the most embarrassing thing you've ever worn?
And we watched him run on Sunday against the Jags. Now watch James White whip. Watch him nay-nay on Tilted.
I don't want to do it.
Crank up the music. The party's just getting started. Totally Patriots starts now.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. So, Ashley, what's the significance of the number 3 I keep hearing about?
Well, I know you pretty much know nothing about football, so well, come to me. The Patriots are 3-0 right now.
Got it.
Get it together, bro.
Feels good. Feels real good. And a big part of the reason for these wins, Deion Lewis.
Personally, love Deion Lewis. He makes my Sunday so much better because he's playing well. The Patriots win. He's on my boyfriend's fantasy football team, so you know what that means. Boyfriend's happy, I'm happy, happy wife, happy life.
Happy life, yeah.
You know how it goes.
But I know what you're getting.
Yes.
And you never know, but Deion Lewis, actually, his last NFL football game was 3 years ago before opening night this
season. That's insane to me. It looks like he plays every day, all the time, everywhere.
Absolutely. Let's get to know him more. Deion Lewis is in the confessional.
Hi, I'm Deion Lewis. I'm running back for the Patriots. I'm 24 years old, and I'm 5'7". I got teased all the time for being short. But that stopped about sixth grade, though, because I would just tease people back and then get in trouble because I would be kind of mean when people call me short. Because I don't like being called short or small or a midget. One word that describes me, I would say, is that I think I'm pretty funny. So funny. When I was a kid, I was a class clown. Used to talk a lot in class. Used to have to sit next to the teacher. My desk was right next to the teacher's desk. Always got good grades, though, so never get in too much trouble for my parents. I used to prank call people all the time. When we were in prep school, I prank called some one of my teammates and acted like I was a college coach trying to offer him a scholarship. It was pretty funny, though. He knew it was me, though, because of my area code, my phone. So I think I'd do a better job, like, get the proper area code next time. I'm a big Harry Potter fan. Read all the books. That actually was like the last book I ever read. And watch all the movies. And every time it comes on, the marathons on the weekends on ABC Family, I always watch. No matter which one it is, I would just watch it. And my friends hate it. But if it's on, we're watching it. I'm Deion Lewis, and that's all about me.
Man, inviting his friends over and then forcing them to sit through watching Harry Potter. That's like when I call my friends over and they think they're going to watch something cool and I put on, like, a cooking show. So embarrassing. Anyway, that's what I love about the confessional. You never know what you're going to find out. We are not done with Deion Lewis yet. Let's get to know him even more right now. Ashley's with him in the hall, and it's time for Pat's Chat.
Totally Patriots.
Welcome to the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. I am Ashley, joined by a group of students from Boston Adventist Dream Academy. Guys, you're in for a treat. A round of applause. Deion Lewis is in the building. Step right up. Who's got our first question for Deion?
What was it like to be back on the field after your 3-year break?
It was good. You know, it was good to be back, and I was excited to be back on the field and playing for a great team.
Smart answer.
Do you play fantasy football, and if so, would you start yourself?
I do not play fantasy football, and if I did, I probably would not start myself.
No! You have to start yourself. I would start myself.
Well, do you have any hidden talents?
Hidden talents?
Yes.
Not really. Not really. No hidden talents. I try to sing, but I can't sing that good. But I would like that to be my hidden talent if I had one.
Where do you sing? In the shower?
Not in the shower. In the car when I'm driving.
Have you ever been caught singing in the car?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
By who?
My mom.
Okay. Did she give you rave reviews? I'm sure she did. She's your mother.
She changed the station.
Next question.
If you could vacation anywhere, where would you want to go?
Other than New England.
That I haven't been or anywhere? I want to go to Italy. I've never been there. I'll probably try to get there someday.
What was it like to meet your coach for the first time?
To meet my coach? It was a little different than I expected. Obviously, you see him on TV and he's real quiet, but he's a great coach. And he definitely was a lot different than I imagined him being.
Have you ever made him laugh?
He makes me laugh more than I make him laugh.
He makes me laugh sometimes, too. His interviews are the best of all time.
Are you married or do you, like, have a girlfriend? And if so, how long have you guys been together?
I love you.
I'm not married and I don't have a girlfriend.
Do you not kiss and tell or do you really not have... Are you...
No, I really don't have a girlfriend.
So if we went on your Instagram, we wouldn't see any photos of you with a lucky lady.
Nope. I don't have Instagram, but I have Twitter, and you wouldn't see any on there.
Okay. Now, this is just... I'm going to follow up with another dating question. You said you're 5'7".
Yep.
Would you ever date a girl taller than you?
Of course.
Wow. All right. Normally, shorter guys don't say that. All right, guys. Round of applause for Deion Lewis.
We're totally tuned in. Here's what the Pats have been up to on social media. On Totally Patriots. Each week, the Pats strive to get better. Setting goals helps them do that. Professor Fritz breaks it all down in how they do that.
Your goals should be challenging yet realistic.
But first, James White's fast feet push him past defenders. But what stopped him in his tracks? He tells us on Tilted.
My brother brings it up all the time, so I never get to live that one down.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bose, the official sound of the Patriots. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you get from Paul Revere to Bill Belichick? Paul Revere was a member of the Sons of Liberty with John Adams. Adams is the father of John Quincy Adams, who served in the U.S. House of Representatives with Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln was the president during the Civil War that established the career of Admiral George Dewey. Dewey graduated from the United States Naval Academy, where Steve Belichick coached for more than 30 years. Steve is the father of Patriots head coach, Bill Belichick. And that's your 6 degrees.
That's some crazy history right there. Back in the day, we'd call those faces sad. Now we call them the stank face. All my friends say I have the best stank face. It's like this. But anyways, James White knows nothing about the stank face. Let's see how silly he can get in this week's Tilted.
I don't really have a signature dance move. But any dance that's really popular, I'll try and do it. If I'm good at it, I'll do it in front of people. If not, I'll kind of shy away from it. But I do the shmuddy dance, the whip, nay-nay. I can pretty much do all those things. I don't want to do any more dance. I think I'm a better dancer than Melvin Gordon. It's a good competition, but I have to vote for myself on that one. My most embarrassing moment would be I was at my friend's house in middle school, and they just got their sliding glass door waxed, and I came running full speed and ran smack into it. That's probably my most embarrassing moment. I had to get up and walk it off, get a bag of ice. My nose was bleeding. It was pretty embarrassing. My brother brings it up all the time, so I never get to live that one down. My favorite place to travel would have to be the Bahamas. I just hang out with my family, get to taste some Bahamian food that I don't get to taste very often being here in the U.S., and it's a lot of fun being around them. Fried cump, that's my favorite thing to eat. Ooh. I don't really know how to describe it. It kind of has a taste of its own. It's a little squishy. The cunt's a little squishy, but it tastes good to me. I don't know. It has its own specific taste and flavor to it. If I wasn't a football player, I think I'd be a shoe designer. I'm into collecting shoes, so that's something that I would like to get into after I'm done with football. My ideal shoe would probably be kind of a designer shoe, a more casual shoe, sort of like a Balenciaga and a Giuseppe kind of idea, something like that.
Ooh, he kind of lost me at squishy there. I'm not sure I would try that. Maybe if I'm feeling a little adventurous. One thing I definitely want to try, firing a musket like those guys on the field. They come out, it looks like so much fun. I want to try it. Maybe one of these days. It's a goal, right? Professor Fritz, he knows all about goals. He's got lots of them. Let's check in with him right now. He's in the lab, and it's time for How They Do That.
Hi, I'm Professor Fritz. And welcome to How They Do That. Hello there. You've probably heard that we're working on making the perfect football player. That's a goal. And goals are an important aspect of being an excellent scientist such as myself, and for making the perfect football player. When you set a goal, part of your brain believes that the desired outcome is an essential part of who you are. This sets up the conditions that drive you to work towards the goal to fulfill the brain's self-image. Your goal should be challenging yet realistic. Too high expectations can undo all the progress you've made. Why is that? Chemicals. Love the chemicals. And the most important one? Dope. Dopamine plays a key role in motivating us, creating a sensation of pleasure when the brain is stimulated by achievement. Researchers have discovered that dopamine gets released just before reaching a goal to entice us to actually complete it. You ever go long for a bomb and make the catch? That's dopamine at work. Conversely, when you drop the pass or fumble the ball, we are starved of dopamine, causing anxiety and fear. Moral of the story? Catch and hold on to the ball. What exactly is dopamine? To know that, we'll start with an amino acid. That's a long word, so we'll just call it P. We get P from the foods we eat, like meat, eggs, and milk. After a process called hydroxylation, where a group of hydrogen and oxygen molecules are added, the P becomes another amino acid. We'll call it T. More hydrogen and oxygen are added to the T to become the chemical L-DOPA. To form dopamine, the L-DOPA goes through decarboxylation, the process that removes carbon, oxygen, and hydrogen. Dopamine is created throughout the body but cannot be sent to the brain through the bloodstream. As a result, dopamine found in the brain must be created in the brain. And it's the dopamine in the brain that triggers the reward center when you accomplish a goal. Ultimately, our brain wants us to achieve our goal so its sense of who we are can be fulfilled. So, keep pushing yourself and reach for your dreams. The more you do it, the easier it will become and the happier you will be. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Totally Facts. Back home in New England, did you know the first traffic law was created in 1678 when authorities banned galloping horses on local streets in Newport, Rhode Island? Still to come on Totally Patriots. This speedy guy's made a name for himself this season. Find out the famous name he would rather have in Totally Challenge.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
I'm Danny Amendola, and my first job was working at a batting cage. I'd pick up the balls, I'd answer phones, I'd fix the machines. The best part about that job was hitting the baseballs for free, and the worst part about it was pretty much everything else. But it was a lot of fun, and I learned a lot.
Batting cages, oh my God, that reminds me of that scene in Happy Gilmore when he walks in and he just kind of stands there and lets them come flying at him. Not a good idea. A Totally Challenge? I think that's a great idea. Let's head back to the hall right now and see if Deion Lewis has what it takes.
Welcome back to the hall at Patriot Place. It is time for my personal fave, Totally Challenged. And we have a scared Deion Lewis, everybody. You guys ready? My questions first. Would you rather never eat a slice of bacon again or win the next five games? Would you rather? Sorry to do it to you.
I'd rather not eat a piece of bacon.
Okay, just making sure. Who's next?
Would you rather have no elbows or no knees?
Doing the once over.
No elbows?
Would you rather dress for 1 year like Harry Potter, including the scarf, or a hobbit, including the hairy feet?
Harry Potter. That's my favorite movie.
Stop it right now. Are you a Gryffindor?
Yep. I read all the books and watched all the movies.
So did you want Harry with Hermione, or were you okay with Harry dating the sister?
I think it should have been with Harry, though.
I know. Yeah. I kind of felt that way, too. I read all the books as well.
Truth or dare?
Truth, yeah.
Truth. Who is your favorite sibling?
My favorite sibling? My older brother.
Your older brother?
Yep.
Are you scared of him?
Nope.
So why is he the fave?
Because he always looked after me. He made me tough when I was little. And he's one of my biggest fans.
All the girls are saying aw. So I'm going to jump in. Aw. Another truth or dare?
So it's truth or a dare?
Truth.
Truth?
Will you stop it and pick a dare? But go on.
Okay.
What was the most embarrassing thing you've ever worn?
Worn? I had to wear a different college team's hat and shirt when my school lost to them.
Wow. Which school?
Miami.
Yikes. That's noticeable, too.
Yep.
All right, a big round of applause. Deion Lewis, he made it through Totally Challenged.
Patriots wide receiver and special teams captain, Matthew Slater, to the show.
Do you think you'd ever wear UGG boots like Tom Brady?
I would wear UGG boots, man. Those things are comfortable. Actually, I have a pair that Tom gave us, so hey, I'd wear them. They're comfortable boots.
All right, Ashley, so this whole Uggs thing and guys, this is a real thing.
It's a very important thing. I tell every female, buy your man boots or moccasins, gotta be UGG. You're gonna get that much closer to being with Tom Brady because all ladies want to be with Tom Brady, let's be honest.
So that's what mm-hmm. it is. I gotta mm-hmm. get me some UGGs. Note to self, yes. Got it. I need a girl to get me some UGGs.
Yes.
Got it.
Take a while for you, but That's fine. Neither here nor there.
Shout out to Brady, by the way, in his 400th career touchdown with Jacksonville.
Huge deal. Almost lost the ball, but rest at ease, everyone. It was returned.
That's right. And you know what? Bye week, he deserves some rest.
They all need some relaxation. Big time.
We're going to leave you with some highlights from Brady's win in the Patriots versus Jacksonville.
We'll see you guys next week.
Fires down the middle for Edelman. Open at midfield.
Stud number 11 is.
Looks down the middle. Goes for Mark. Wide open. 35-30. 25-20. A foot race to the 10. Caught from behind.
That's a big one right there by Tom Brady.
Close to the 5.